Well, the soccer star David Beckham is set to show up for his first game with the LA Galaxy tomorrow. Even though he probably will not be playing because of an injury, there is huge media hype over his move from England with his famous wife Victoria and their family. The hope is that Beckham will finally make soccer fans out of you and me and Linda and countless other Americans. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Just days before David Beckham's first official game, his Galaxy teammates were soundly trounced 3-0 by Los Tigres from Mexico.
Oh, jeez.
Diehard Galaxy fan Matt Szymanski, an off-duty LAPD cop, winced at Tuesday's final score.
Team's just not playing with heart. We're just lacking passion.
The LA Galaxy are currently the second worst team in Major League Soccer. Hoping to sell game tickets and merchandise, David Beckham was signed to a $250 million deal over the next 5 years. But even Szymanski, who supported the team since it began 11 years ago, says Beckham might not rescue the Galaxy.
Beckham's not our savior. They have to save themselves, and we got to start playing as a champion team that we are.
Another Galaxy fan, 29-year-old social worker Sandro Soler, went even further.
We were humiliated 3-0. Why? Because our team is depleted. We've gotten rid of very good players to make room for this has-been, who is injured and is not going to make a difference. For the exact same amount of money, we could have gotten younger players from Argentina, maybe. It's not a good deal, period.
But Beckham's reputation for free kicks and his jaw-dropping good looks have already attracted a new breed of soccer fan. 21-year-old Casey Rogers bought a $30 Beckham jersey to watch her first professional soccer match this week. College students Onika Perez and Brianna Manley are now first-time season ticket holders.
I think it's always been exciting, but with Beckham coming, it's kind of a new awakening to soccer in the United States.
Yeah, definitely. He's going to do a good thing for soccer and for Galaxy, definitely.
Plus he's hot. Oh my God.
Last week, a cascade of confetti rained down on David Beckham as he was introduced to Galaxy season ticket holders. He held up his new number 23 team jersey to greet his fans.
I've always looked for challenges in my career and something exciting in my life. Now, my family have now moved to Los Angeles, and in our life, everything's perfect.
The 32-year-old midfielder seems well aware he's expected to boost the popularity of American soccer to levels seen around the world, where everyone, including Beckham, calls it football.
For me, the most important thing is my family. The second thing is the soccer. I'll get used to that at some point, I'm sorry.
Beckham is not the first international soccer envoy to this country. Soccer America magazine editor Mike Whitehalla says in the mid-1970s, Brazilian powerhouse Pelé was signed to play with the New York Cosmos.
He had retired, and the Brazilian government had actually more or less banned him from ever playing in a different country. And the story goes that the New York Cosmos even got the help of Henry Kissinger to convince the Brazilian government that it would be good for their image if they let Pelé come to the United States. And he really did ignite the American soccer boom.
Now Beckham's challenge is to create a new boom, not just for American soccer, but for the pro teams playing it.
I think the difference now to back then when Pelé and George Best and Rodney Marsh and Beckham Bell moved over here, I think back then there was a lot of money pumped into just one team. Obviously there's a lot of money in the Galaxy, but as a league it's a lot more stable. That's why I think that it's a great time for me to come here and be an ambassador and try to push the sport to another level.
Soccer America's Whitehalla says Beckham's arrival has already sold out games and set off a merchandising craze.
David Beckham is the most publicized, most photographed, most idolized athlete in the history of the world. Here's a guy who hangs out with, you know, Hollywood stars. He's got this Spice Girl wife. He buys his kid $200,000 toys. But when he gets in front of a camera, he comes across as very down-to-earth, as a sort of working-class type of kid he was.
In fact, during his first official L.A. press conference, Beckham was asked how his Galaxy mates reacted when they first saw him in the locker room.
You know, one of them came up to me and said, I said, nice to meet you. He said, nice to meet you too. What's your name?
Having starred for teams Manchester U and Real Madrid, David Beckham is already an international icon with a movie named after him, Bend It Like Beckham. Now he's poised to conquer the states with a marketing machine that extends to his entire clan. Beckham and his posh wife, Victoria, are featured in a sexy photo spread in the latest W magazine. And this week, the former Spice Girl introduced herself to America with her own reality TV show on NBC.
Is that major?
Major.
Major.
Major, yeah?
Major.
How major is that?
In the show, Victoria Beckham meets her Beverly Hills neighbors and makes fun of her pouty reputation.
I don't want to be seen smiling. Having fun or eating, perish the thought.
Ever since the Beckhams arrived in L.A., the paparazzi have been all over them and their three sons.
We'll be basically following him and her when they leave the house until they get home.
That's Gary Morgan, CEO of the Hollywood picture agency Splash, which supplies celebrity images to tabloids, TV shows, and websites in the U.S. and overseas.
We'll be covering everything Beckham for everyone, all the fans out there globally who want to know what their new Hollywood life is going to be about. The A-list friends, her fashionista ideas, the Spice Girls reuniting, just happens by coincidence to be at the same time she's here. It's the Hollywood PR machine at its very best.
Splash has a six-man crew, Team Beckham, dedicated to following the couple's every move. They've already caught them shopping at Toys R Us and stopping to get In-N-Out burgers.
They're very difficult to photograph. They run a lot of decoy cars. They make it really, really difficult for you to get a photograph unless they want a photograph taken. So they're good fun at work. It's a good challenge.
Splash photographers Darren Banks and Richard Beetham are staked out in front of the Beckhams' $20 million mansion, ready to chase them around town.
I mean, at the moment, we're supply and demand. It's like anything else. Once people get sick of it, it'll drop off. But, I mean, they're a fad. They're the same. They're like the slinky.
The fad may fade out, but for now, Beckham mania is in full force. But the fans may have to wait for his big debut. With a swollen ankle that hasn't yet healed, David Beckham may not play in tomorrow's sold-out game. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
One British soccer fan tells us how he tried and failed to hate David Beckham. His essay is at NPR.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.